The Mishnah says, we're not chayshish that what? So, you know, pshat in the Mishnah, there are two pshatim, just pshat pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi learns, a chayshish means if you are biting one room and you are not biting another room, we're not chayshish that maybe the chukah took it from the room that you were not biting to the room that you were biting. That's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. And I assume that's how you learned it. You learned the Mishnah with Rashi. The Rambam learns that this Mishnah is a continuation from the last words of the previous Mishnah. The last words of the previous Mishnah told us that in the Makim She'im Achnisim by Chamit, you don't have to be Baidik. You have a room in your house that you've never been Chamit into, you don't have to be Baidik in the Makim She'im Achnisim by Chamit. So the Rambam learns that the words Ein Chayshish Shema Gira is going on Makim She'im Achnisim by Chamit. This din that a Makim She'im Achnisim by Chamit doesn't need Bedika is true because we're not Chayshish that maybe a Chulda dragged Chamit into that room. Into that room we are with the Makim She'im Achnisim by Chamit. Because if you're chayshish for that, then you're a double side. So the Rambam and Rashi have two different pshatim in Ein Chayshishin. I don't believe, I think the Ketzer Mishnah says there's no nafkamina ladina between them. There's no nafkamina la halacha, because everyone holds that you're not chayshish that are called a drib. But in Svara, the Rambam is a little better. What was the Havamina? You have to be chayshish for a chulda. So according to the Rambam, the Havamina was that you're chayshish that sometime during the year, like any time during the last 350 days, a chulda could have dragged in chavim. The Mishnah says yechidish, you're not chayshish. According to Rashi, it's not such a big chidish. According to Rashi, as a matter of fact, it's very strange. You do bedika the night of your dalid. So you would think you have to be chayshish that in the next 18 hours the chulda will drag in chametz. So Mishnah's telling you, you're not chayshish. Like a funny habit, I'd be chayshish that a chulda drag in chametz. I should be chayshish every room I check that a chulda will drag in chametz. What? Then the Tziv says that the top tzitzis weren't like the Rambam. But the top tzitzis says, Ein chayshish shem agir a chulda. In time, I'm a risha shaminim. Time to come and show the chametz. He says that Tysus weren't like the Rambam, that the Rashi says, Kol Makim Shein Hazir Ein Tzara Bedika. So that's it on this Tysus. But anyway, the two pshatim in Pshat and Mishnah, and the Chayyim is not a very big, there's no Nafkamina Ladina between them here. So according to the Rambam, why is Ein Ladina Tysus? So the Mefarshim and Rambam say that it's a little bit of a daichik. The Rambam learns you're not to be chayshish to give a chulda into a makim she'im achnisim by chametz. Din kein in the davar sai, even in a, if you abide in a room, maybe the chulda drags it in after you abide. In other words, if you're going to be chayshish in every that the chulda drags chametz in the makim she'im achnisim by chametz, in the davar sai. It's a good kasha on the Rambam. Why is it in the davar sai? To check every Makim She'im Achnisim by Chametz. So the Mefarshim Rambam say that the Rambam had to learn the Ein Ladava Sais part of the Mishnah like Rashi. Which makes the Rambam ready not so glad that when not Chayshish you should drag it into Makim She'im Achnisim by Chametz, the Imkain you should be Chayshish even after you do Vedika. That's I guess the downside of the Rambam. That doesn't fit that well. And it's always that way. The Rambam is always better in Svara and more dochuk in the Lashon of Shas. And Rashi is always easier in the Lashon of Shas than modern Svara, that's just the style of the Nima. Why? So even if I have the whole city free of Chametz, I should have maybe hold the Baruch in the next city.
That's
the truth is that there's a major problem with the Mishnah. A major issue. Or maybe two. The major problem with the Mishnah is, why was it they didn't came in with Dorasai? I mean, if you could do something about it, you'd have to be chayshish, maybe a cholder brought it in. Why should you be chayshish, a cholder brought it in? You buy the chavit. Shem chavit in your room, and you lost your room. Well, why should I have to be chayshish? For no reason to suspect, I should just be afraid, maybe a cholder brought it in. Well, why should I have to be chayshish for that? And this is the main problem with the Mishnah. The game came in with the other side. It sounds like, really, we should be chayshish. But, since they were double sized, we're not sized. It's like, why would I think it should be sized? Yeah,
your father's mice are more common in the house. You don't have such ways of preventing mice in the house.
I don't know. You have to realize also that the chulda brings in a few crumbs. It doesn't matter if you will remain tzichim b'dika. The question is, if the chulda brought in a big piece of bread, and it ate some left over enough, that's more than crumbs.
Why
is this even
in the place
of the land? I don't know. I don't understand.
Why?
I was never a holdup, but it seems that they drag things around. I don't know. They store things to hide it for later. What? Why? Yeah, why should I have no reason to be suspicious? I should just suspect, maybe. It's a little strange. It's a little bit of a difficulty. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. No, the Gemara is going to say the Shach is suspicion that you have to be Chayish. The second problem with the Mishnah is the Kasha that's asked in the Rashi Yisei and the Basanis. And England of Hasais, let's say you have a situation of England of Hasais. You know, you can't, the Mishnah says normally I'd be Chayish for Chol. They don't stop being Chayish, England of Hasais. So why shouldn't I be Chayish for whatever I could? Look, in my house, I have an answer. I'll be Chayish Chol, will bring things from room to room. What I'll do is, if I have six rooms in my house, I'll be biting six people, be biting all the rooms simultaneously. But then I don't have to worry, you've got to pull the drain from one room to another. In the house, I could solve the problem of Kolber by assigning one room to each person and doing it at the same time, and then I don't have to worry about a Kolber. So you say, no, we don't obligate you to do that. If you're going to do in your house, make sure Kolber didn't drag it from room to room, who knows? Maybe if you're left, they drag it from another house. And even if you'll be voting at their house at the same time, maybe you came from a different city. So in the double sites, you don't have to worry about anything. It's also a problem. Why don't you have to worry about anything? Why shouldn't you do what you could? Whatever you could do, do. Whatever you can do, don't do. What? So whatever I can help, I help. Whatever I can't help, I don't help. Doesn't do anything. It prevents the radical system in the world. Some of them might be one going from one room to the other, some are from one city to another. So at least I'm happy for the ones that go from one room to the other. Why not?
Why?
So maybe you should have to check out the house too. When it gets to a point, if it was other place, that's why you have to stop. I don't know, you know, look out for mice. You're not going to catch all the mice, but you have to look out for your chametz. Make sure the mouse doesn't get a hold of the chametz. If whole client will check, if I will go off and I will check at the same moment, then in theory it would be possible, which means that I'll in the whole city, and the whole land. Guy, that's a kasha they ask. But generally, whatever you can do, you do. If any double side is an excuse, it's an excuse wherever. If you can't do it, you can't do it. If you can't do it, if you could do it, you should. What do you mean it's too much? It's too much to worry about the whole world. Why is it too much? It's not sure if I care. You want a way if the actual dhamma size is fine. You can get one house with both going the dhamma size. Within the house, it says in came the chat lachak and the air. Not sure that in one house wouldn't be a big deal. The language, the in came chat and the air, the dhamma size sounds like in a house it's manageable. But the language of the Mishnah doesn't seem to say that. See, it says, "Echad shemitirachol mevayis ma'ayis matalavakim." The imken, it says, "The imken mechatzul chatzim eliyah davasai." The language of the Mishnah is not sure that mevayis matalavakim would be doable. It's only mechatzul chatzim eliyah which makes it a davasai. That's the language. Why? So we'll see if we can answer it. Let's just do the start the Gemara. Because there's a Marsha at the beginning of the Gemara, which most Achleim understand to be addressing this problem. Tama, the Leicha Dina de Shakl. Amash is Masha, you didn't see the Cholda dragging. However, Hachazina de Shakl, Hashina. If you saw imagine, you're doing Vidika Chavis, you see a little critter running around with a piece of Chavis. A four-legged one. So, Chazir Shach Hashina, the white Bedika, you gotta check the house again. You just finished Bedika, you see his mouth going in, and bang, you gotta do a whole Bedika again. Amani, what are you Bedika for? We have a whole new Hector. Name Achlasei, we should have a Hector that we assume it ate it. We like to know. It's a mission. Medura Ta'akam to me. Okay, you have to know Chazawa Geyser Midravana Tzuma. On the Dure Ta'akum, on the houses where Gayim live, that have earthen floor. Because there were chayshish that when they miscarry, and miscarriage is pretty common, more common than most people know. It's common for women to miscarry early in pregnancy. They don't tell everybody, but it happens. And then the napal, what are they going to do with the napal? So they have an earthen floor. They just dig up the floor and they bury the napal. The Kama Yishuv the mother, the Heya mother, Tzvicha B'dika Abayim Yayin. If a guy lives there for 40 days, and Afa Pishayim Yishuv, he has no wife, or afraid that a Zayna came in, or he lives with somebody, not be Yishuv, and therefore, the house is considered Tama. But, an exception, Kama B'shavol, the Chazi, Yechayim Lahala, Yechayim Tzar B'dika. Wherever these critters, these animals walk around, ate Tzar B'dika, because we assume they dug it up and ate the bus. So before we get to anything else, just take a quick look at Taisis. Come up, okay? Taisis, I'm a read. The kind of mutarim we connect to Bati Yadik Echavim, Afala Einchat, if a folder can see in Shem. Nowadays, how can any Kayin walk into a guy's house? Our homes, most of them don't have earthen floors. You can be buried there anyway, but let's say in the time of Taisis. They were earthen floors, how can a Kayin walk into any guy's house? You shouldn't be telling you, but they said the day we do it, they have a chavim. Now really, it's a little more complicated than that. The Chazal were Geizer Tumma on all the chutzlars, the Gemara says. Just the Chazal were Geizer Tumma on a guy's house in Eretz Yisrael, the same thing, they were Geizer Tumma on all the chutzlars. That there's Tumma Durabanan, called the Tumma Sa'anin, Eretz Sa'anin, that any place of chutzlars is automatically Tumma. The truth is that it's not pashut as manazeh why your kayin is allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael to chutzlaret. Since Chazal will go to Tumah on chutzlaret, so if a kayin is in Eretz Yisrael and welcome to Ira, what's his hesed to go to chutzlaret? So for that matter, a kayin who's in chutzlaret, why isn't he obligated to go back to Eretz Yisrael? A nazir, the Rambam says that anybody who's from Kabbal Naziris, he has to go straight to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is Tumah. So you can't observe your nazirus in chutzlaret. It's not pashut why a kohen could be in chutzlaret. Obviously, the minhag is that the kohen is a mekel. So in Yeridaya, the Shachan Taz say that there's not a debt that even Eretz Yisrael already to the dairis was a machim of gayim. So there's no real difference between chutzlaret and Eretz Yisrael because the gayim there could also bury their nefalim. In Eretz Yisrael too. But the Arach Leinim who disagreed, it's just the Akim among others, who held that even Bismarck Zechazal weren't guided to Manarit Zechazal. They only go to Tzomach Chatzlar. And there might be there are places who held in the Pashut, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that way. Shulchan Aruch had a list of places kind of are not allowed to go, and one of the places in the list is Chutzlar. The Pashut of the Shulchan Aruch is that Kainim are not allowed to go to Chutzlaretz, or if they're Chutzlaretz, you have to go right back to Eretz Yisrael. Obviously the minute is not that way, but you should know there's such a thing. What Tyson is saying is that they're not going to do it to Akum, the Chutzlaretz, Eretz Yisrael is the same. But once a person is a Chutzlaretz, there's no problem going into a guy's house. In Eretz Yisrael, there would be a problem. Because Eretz Yisrael, they weren't going to Tumah, if they're going into a guy's house, is a problem. But in Chutzlaretz, where they were going to the whole Chutzlaretz, or in Medura, Medura said, come to Chutzlaretz. That's what Tyson said.
What's the difference
in 40 days?
Why couldn't a woman move in already? She's
pregnant. Yeah, it's very hard to understand. The Cheshire of 40 days, Rashi says, that's how long it takes from conception until the baby is born, takes 40 days, which Chazal said many years ago, it was in the front page of the Times about 3-4 years ago, that they determined that after 6 weeks of pregnancy the baby is formed already to the point that it's a zachar nekev. It's just 6 weeks, that's 42 days, so they're only off by 2 days, pretty good. Okay. But Chazal said 40 days, after 40 days you can tell. So the Gemara said that after 40 days of pregnancy you can be misfouled if the child should be a zachar nekev because it's already determined. Within the first 40 days, it's not yet determined that father who wants one or the other could be misbal. After 40 days, it's too late. So that science caught up with Chazal 2,000 years later. But this kasha, I don't have to know. Why? What's the husband 40 days? I understand if the person became pregnant in this house, it takes 40 days for the navel to develop. But why? Maybe a person came into the house already, already then. I don't know the answer. But getting now to the Mashah. The Mashah has a problem. The way the Mashah phrases the question is the following. And we'll get to the main point. But the way the Mashah phrases is if you're asking a Tasha from Adur to Akum to Mayim, so ask straight on the Mishnah. You should ask directly. The Mishnah says, that if not for Eilu Davar Sait, you'd be Mechayev Bidika. If not for the fact that Eilu Davar Sait, you'd be Mechayev Bidika. Why? The Dura Sa'akum, we see that we assume the animal ate it. So you're straight on the Mishnah. You don't have to say, Talmud, or because you're the Shokol, because you're the Shokol Hashimah. No, you're straight on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Eilu Davar Sait, 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 that's the way the Mashah asks his questions. And if you ma'adik it to the Mashah, it comes back, the Sanskrit says it comes to the question I asked you on the Mishnah. That what does it mean, Eilu Davar Sait? Otherwise you have to be worried. Why do you have to be worried? Eilu Davar Sait, why are you worried for? Even if there's a cholder, the cholder ate it. Which is basically the question, that why do you give the reason of Eilu Davar Sait? The Mashah answers that there are two dinim in the Mishnah. There's one din of chatzav v'chatzav year with year. And there, it's the reason that you're not chayshis is eimu davar sait. That's why you have to be chayshis from your chatzav v'chatzav year with year. In one house, in the Bakum Lamakim, the reason you don't have to be chayshis is taka because there's a sex cycle. One Safik, maybe the Chulda didn't come in. And a second Safik, even if the Chulda did come in, maybe it ate it. Maybe it ate up the Chulda. So therefore, you can really be Mekul Mitam this reason of Sex Saika. Which is good. In other words, even if Yesh Lodama Sait, you don't have to worry, because it's a Sex Saika anyway. You're not just biting all the rulers in your house in one shot. Why? Because there's a sex maker. Suffix, maybe there was no cholder. And the second suffix, even if there was a cholder, maybe the cholder ate the chametz. So you're not to be biting. And for that, you don't need the reason of Eilu Davar Sait. That's a good reason by itself. And bias for bias, for mokum within a house. if you're going to worry about year over year, chatzal chatzar, so there is the cheshbon of Eilu Davosai. Two meaning. To think about it. Okay, well, good, good. So everyone's understand that's our problem. Okay? You follow, there are two halachas. There's one halacha, the early year, Arthur Chatur, which is the rule of Eilu Davosai. One thing. Another rule of Makim Lamakim, and Bayis Abayis, where we make it become spectacle. Which is basically what we said, why be chayshish? There's so many possibilities, why should I be chayshish? The language of sex maker says in the Me'iri, and it's in Yeshua, the Rashi doesn't use the word sex maker. In the Me'iri, the Mishnah uses the Lashon, and in Yeshua, and the Sefemish, they all use the Lashon sex maker. But the point is that they're two separate halachas. Now, if you're going to think about this Rashi, you can have a problem. But say that two halachas. Why are they not chayshish b'cholder? What's the answer? If I ask you. Why am I a chayshish b'cholder? Tell me, it's a sex maker. The Mishnah says, because Eilu Davosai. Why does the Mishnah add Eilu Davosai? What do you mean by adding it? It's true, Eilu Davosai. But the Mashal says there are two halachas. Like, who needs a second halacha of Eilu Davosai? Who cares? Never reads a sex maker, that's a very good reason. And that reason should carry the day. You have sex sake is a reason to be naked. That's good enough for yearly ear also. Why does the Mishnah add yearly ear in with other sides?
The bigger stretch, no? Then you're worrying about some other places. What if the check out there? They brought public. Well, I think it's the same thing. It's a sex sake. But maybe the holder didn't come the early ear, and even if it did, maybe it ate it. You don't have to have the reason they were double sized.
Maybe
it's a parallel macro that has. So what they say is, because they, I think the pshat is that the chiddush is the early ear, Eilu Davosai, even if you saw a chazina b'shakel, you wouldn't have to be chayshish the early ear. The early ear is Eilu Davosai. Even if, let's say, you see a mouse running from one city to the other, or from Baruch Hashem to Farfush, with bread in its mouth, you have to re-bite it the whole Farfush, Eilu Davosai. That's even if you saw Eilu Davosai helps by even chazina b'shakel. Whereas in the second din of chatzal chatzar in the early ear, it's even if you saw a chulda dragging chadit. In the first din of bayis abayis and makim lamakim, by the way, makim lamakim means room to room. Taisa says that right on the other day. Okay, bayis abayis means house to house, and makim lamakim means room to room. So in the first set of dinim of Amishta, bayis abayis and makim lamakim, we're makel only because it's a sex cycle. That's why we're makel. If you see a chulda go in, you have to be bayis. In the second part, chatzal chatzar ili ir, it's Eilu Davosai, which is two dinim. First of all, if you didn't see, you certainly don't have to worry. And even if you saw a chulda, you also don't have to worry, because Eilu Davosai.
Maybe Eilu Davosai is part of the reason why you don't have a sex cycle. Because they have a different phase, one goes to one half
second, and the three. Now, you can phrase it that way, you don't gain much by phrasing it that way, because it's enough for such sake. Such sake is enough, you don't need Eilu Davosai. You only need Eilu Davosai in the case of Chazina de Shakel, where you saw it take. Now, this is the way the Mashal learns the Mishnah. So I'm a Farshim who asks, that's not Mashmah, that way from the Lashon of the Mishnah, which is a good kasha. But in the Lundis of the Mashal, I don't think anybody has a problem. In London, this is the evidence that there are two demons. There's a din of makim lamakim, bayis abayis, where if you saw an animal, a full god taking chametz, you have to be baitik again, because then you don't have a sex bike anymore. And there's another din of early year, in chatzal chatzar, which even if you saw a full god taking, the same with other sides, you don't have to wait. Okay, this is the whether you like that it fits into the Mishnah. A lot of the Mepharshim are proud and it doesn't fit well into the Mishnah. Whether you personally are satisfied with the Mashal and fitting it into the Mishnah or not, that's not the point. In the Lundis of the Sugya, the Mashal is the way to go. That basically the reason to be makel is because there's a sex cycle. If you didn't see the Cholder, the reason to be makel is a sex cycle. If you did see the Cholder, then there's no sex cycle anymore. And you have to be machmir, except if anyone does a say, so you have no choice. You see a chulda go into the city, the chametz is not going to be machayev to be in the chametz in the whole city again. So,
even though the disciples asked only about practicality, maybe even though the disciples need it, even though the disciples only can think of possibilities. So it makes sense, they say straight away, by the bias, they hope they say straight away, you're not going to be in time. So there's no way to end it, so we don't have to buy it. It was the same as an explanation, why would it be the kids of that second, not me.
I don't know what you mean, to create spaces. If you see an animal...
At some point, you have to create a space
to come
through.
I don't have spaces. I don't know what you mean, you can make spaces. You make one stuff, you can the whole day for breakfast, and one stuff you ate for lunch. No. And night, eight, night, day.
I'm going to walk them up the mountain.
Well, the same sex second, did it bring it in? If it did bring it in, did it eat? It's really all there. There's no one safest that I know.
The
advantage of
the
employment
of the
Where is the city coming from?
It's coming from one city to the next. You see, we think of a city that you have to go by, you have to go over a bridge. It wasn't always that way. It's still not that way. A city now is like Borough Park,
right?
You saw Chulva going into the city.
And you have to,
no, it's still going to happen. You know it's not the rest of the city. It's got to be you saw going into the city and you don't know where. Okay. So the Gemara asked to Ratzin, either Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira Lekasha, Hava Vasa, Hava Lechem, Vasa Lei B'Shaira, Hava Lechem B'Shaira. What does it mean, Hava Lechem B'Shaira? That the Chulga, when it gets a good meal of Basar, Lei B'Shaira, you can eat up the whole thing. When it gets bread, so bread's not that exciting, so it leaves over. But Lechem, does it mean that Rabbe leaves over? No. She says, Hava B'Shaira. So the lechem, it tends to leave over. So the middle of what comes out good, what comes out. The lechem is shaira, so you have no undina that once it got a hold of the bread and ate it. So that's why, you saw it bringing in bread, you have to be biting. Because by lechem, it's a derech for it to leave over some lechem. So lechem is shaira. It's a derech that leaves over some bread, that's why you have to do biting. And Rabbi says the second time, Taima, Bishlam Asim Eima Have Eima Leiha. Vintin Tzol Eima Have Eima Achlasa. By the Dua Sa'akum, you have a sex cycle. One Sa'akik it was there, if there was a navel. The second time, either there was a navel, maybe it ate it. Habal Hacha, the Badi Chas, either the Shakum, Eima the Chalasa. But if you saw the Cholda bringing in Chametz, who says it ate it? Have a Sa'akik of Ade, and something like to the Ade. So what's Rabbi saying? That when you have a sex faker, did it bring it in or did it eat it? So that's a good sex faker, you don't have to be biting. But where's Vadai that it brought it in? Just a suffix, if it ate it or not, so any suffix might be there. Vadai, it means you bechet kisisa, you know there was chametz there. Right, there's an Indian here that's, then your sex faker follows a shasta Indian. And there's one class which is nogeya to this piece of Gemara. What Rava say, and certainly what the Me'iri and the Sassam say, and probably the Marsha say, is that we're being makel here because of sex cycle. Maybe the Chol brought it in, even if it didn't bring it in, maybe it didn't bring it in. Even if it did bring it in, maybe it ate it. Now, it seems that it's the derech of a Chol to leave over bread. The Lechem Mishayim. By lechem, it's a derech of the chulda to leave it over. And yet, we're creating a sex cycle. And maybe it didn't bring it in. Even if it didn't bring it in, maybe it ate it and ate up every single piece. Which is not what a chulda usually does. Usually the lechem is shy, usually it leaves over. The same still, it's a suffix. Now, right, let me be magdim. To our government. What? Rav is saying by Chazina the Shokol it's not a sex cycle because you saw it go in, but in the case where you didn't see it go in, like in the case of Madua Sa'akum, then it is a sex cycle. So we don't know if the navel came in. Even if it came in, maybe it was eaten up by the Chol. Right? So by Chametz, because even the shakel is no good. By Chametz, it will be like Chazino, it will be the same as Matur HaSakel. Right? It will be the same special. Now let me just sort of go back to step one, and we'll get to the point. Why are we nekel by a spek cycle? Why is a spek cycle a kuma? Why do we have two spek cycles to start with? Something that rises a kuma. So why is a spek cycle? Why don't we call that a topic that rises also? So there are basically two mahalchim. So why we nekel by a topic by a spek cycle? The most famous mahalach is the mahalach of the Rashba, who says that spek cycle is right. Sex cycle works in time right. Basically, you just have to understand that if you have two cycles to worry about. You have, for example, what's the typical case of sex cycle shah? It's the Gemara in Sudan. A man is married and he finds his wife is a psula. Is not a psula. He gets married, and by the first year he discovers his wife is not a psula. He goes to bed. So Besen says that she's mutter, she's mizana. But there are two possibilities. Sotik if she was Mizana, the Rotsin, the Takta of Amatata. Sotik if she was Mizana before they were married, in which case she's Mutter. Or she was Mizana after the Erisim. They used to do Erisim many months before the night of the Chuppah. So it's one Sotik if she was Mizana before, if she was Mizana Takta of Amatata. If she was Mizana when she was single, she doesn't become Amatata. Or she was Mizana Takta after their Erisim. In which case she is awesome. And even if she was Mizana Taktav, it's a Sotik. Was she Mizana Baratim? Did she do it willingly and she's awesome to us? Or was she Mizana Bainis? She was forced, in which case she's still with the God. So she's not saying anything, whatever reason, she's not saying. So that remains a sex cycle. So if you draw just a pie graph of all the possibilities, so, yeah, 50% chance that it was Taka or something, Taka Suffolk, it was no Taka. Right? So, even if it wasn't Taka, she's looking. Even if it was Taka, it was up. Then you have another 50%, even if it said that it was Taka, it could have been Taka by Inis, or it could have been Taka by Rav. The Rashba says, the reason the sex cycle is mutter is like this. This whole half is mutter. Right? If it's not half of it's mutter. If she was Mizana Ba'inis, it's also mutter. Right? Whether it's half of or not. So it comes out that 75% chance is that she's mutter. Only 25% chance that it was half of and Baratim is that it's awesome. So that every sex cycle remains right. This is the Rashba's Mahala, and this is a simple shot in Spek Seker. Every Spek Seker is right, the right to the Makula, and therefore that's why you make it, by Spek Seker. That's the sheet of the Rashba. Yeah. That's what we're going to get to today, because that's what has to do with our study. This is the Rashba Shita, that every Spek Seker is right to Dajid Mahala. Everybody understands the Rashba is the easier one. Right? That's the Rashba Shita, and right, we assume that right Rashba Shita holds this way. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam holds, what's the din of one Sufik? You have Sufik direct, so what's the din? Okay. In Lamaisa, we all know Sufik direct Muhammad. Why do you have to be Mahma the Sufik direct? So according to Rashba Shita, it is in Torah. The Torah is mechayev you by sfeikus to be master. Whichever part you can learn it from is not nogea today. But a sfeik deraisa, according to Rav Yishai, a sfeik deraisa, a chumra, that is in Torah. The Rambam shita is that sfeik deraisa, min haTorah you could be make one, every sfeik deraisa. Min haTorah. And this that we're machmir on a sfeik deraisa, it's something the Rabbanan came along and told us to do. So that min haTorah, if you had a piece of meat that's Safik Nevela, Safik Shera, min haTorah you're allowed to eat it. Midrash Rabbanan, It's a subject that writes Mechumra Midrabban. The Rabbanan said you have to be Mahmer. Now, yes, there is, but it's too much to go into. There's a fast explained, but there are many Mechumras. Yeah, that's where the whole source of it starts from. David's really a step before that, too. But the now you have to understand, because it gets confusing. The words are suffix deraisa is lekula min hatayra and lechumra min drabban, which means the Rambam sheet is that every suffix deraisa min hatayra, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, you're allowed to be made. Rabbana came, they said, let's take a gather and be mashmer on top of their eyes. Yes. It comes down. If I have something that suffers their eyes, what avera do I have in eating it like the Rambam? Then avera their eyes or avera their bottom? So there's your bottom. Right? If I have a piece of suffix their eyes, so the issa to eat that is an issa to our bottom. Now, what happens if something is a suffix of a suffix their eyes? It's a suffix if it's a suffix deraisa. The Rambam says every suffix of a suffix is really a suffix rabbanim. Because since one suffix is only us amid rabbanim, because a suffix deraisa is only us amid rabbanim, so every spek speker is a suffix if it's an issa d'rabbanim. Because if it would just be one suffix, it will be only us in the Drabana. This is a suffix, even if it's a Drabana. So every sex faker the Rambam holds is a suffix Drabana Lakula. That's the Rambam sheet. Every suffix, every sex faker is really a suffix Drabana. Because even one suffix is Mutim and Atayra, it's only us in the Drabana. So a suffix of a suffix, the Mela remains a suffix to Rabbanu Lekula. That's why sex sake is mutter. That's the sheet that's around that. So we have two hesberim in why a suffix, why a sex sake is mutter. Either the Rashba, that we have a mathematical question for it, or the Rambam, that we have a technical reason, that every sex sake remains a suffix to Rabbanu. The Yeshua in Ksubis on that text says, Nafganina, between the two sheep it should be. If I have two spakers, and the second suffix is not 50-50. Let's say the first suffix is a 50-50 suffix, and the second suffix is not 50-50, it's only a small chance for Kula. So I'll give you an example. So I'll give you an example. Let's say I have, and this is a good case, which just brought that actually in Shukadar. Kayim's wife is pregnant. Aisha's Kayim will bet. Kayim's wife is pregnant. Is she permitted to go into a cemetery? Or into a Levi? What's the question? Kayim cotton is also. It's also usher in a Torah. We're going to have a Rebbe Akra. It's not a chinuch. A Kayin cotton is not allowed to be an Ayonet. If this woman is carrying a Kayin, a Zachar, then it's a Kayin. A Kayin is not going to an Ayonet. So is a Eshet Kayin, who is permitted to go into an Ayonet? So the Shach says, the Shach brings from the Rekeach, that is a sex faker. What's a sex faker? One suffix is the baby a male or a female? 50-50. If it's a female, the ne'arim will make a nice arim. Daughters of a kayin are permitted to go to a levaya, to a cemetery. It's only the ne'arim. It's only a kayin, a male kayin that's on. So this woman is pregnant. So 50-50, she could be carrying a male, she could be carrying a female. Second topic is, even if she's carrying a male, maybe it's a nato. Maybe it's a child that's not right to live when the child is born. It's not a bakayama. Not a bakayama. He has a din of basar alma, he doesn't have a din of a person. He's Mutter. So the Shach says that's why his Suffolk Chayim is allowed to go in.
Yeah.
Before 40 days would be no question. It should be allowed.
Well, they still know that it's going to be either or. It's still the same Suffolk.
It's nothing. The Gemara calls it Maya Bialma. The, what? A woman can very often tell when she's pregnant. It depends on her cycle. Women often can tell. It's suspicious that they're pregnant. They know their the normal body cycle that they have is not coming, so they just suspicious that they're pregnant. That's how women know. Now the issue is this. 1 minute. This sex cycle is not a suffix hashav, it's a second suffix. Because it's only a small percentage of babies that are on the phone, that are stillborn, or that the pregnancy doesn't go through. So the second suffix is not a suffix hashav. It's not really a suffix hashav. So is that a good sex cycle or not?
That's
a very sure sex. That this depends on the lump. If you go with the Rashi's lump, the Yeshua says, I don't need a Suffolk HaShavu. Because I did the same graph with the Shach. I take the graph, and I say 50% Zohar and 50% the Keva. Then, now it is in the Keva, this is the Tzad Kula, right? This is Kula and this is Mechobo. On the Tzad Zohar, let's say there's just a tiny little chance 5% chance that it's a negative, right? Even if it's a negative, it could be it's not on the case. Whatever percentage you have that it's a negative, so that percentage is enough that the zakar he has is less than 50%. I mentioned it to right. No matter how thin you're going to draw this little piece of the pie, it's going to make this less than 50% because the zakar has started off 50% exactly. So whatever small percentage that it's a negative, that's enough to push it over, and that it wasn't. The assumption is that it's 50% in the Bria that's up on the cave. It happens to be that over time things fluctuate. At times it's on the cave, at times it's up, it's harder. But overall, it's 50. Mathematically, also, really, it's a 50% chance, because what determines if it's a male or a female is a 50-50 chance. It's either the X chromosome or the Y chromosome will be dominant. It's 50-50, some reason one more than the other. So basically, it's not in the case of 50-50. And Nathan pushes it over. So, Dr. Yeshua, according to the Rashba, you don't need a Tzadka shuffle in the second topic. Even a tiny chance. Mashaking like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, this numbers wouldn't work. Because what's the sex factor? The first topic is Suffer Nikkei. That makes it into a Suffer to Rabbanon. If you know for sure it's not a nasal, that makes it into a Suffer to Rabbanon Lakut. Right? Which is the Chumra Midrabbanon. Like you have one Suffer, you have to be Machmir, but you have to be Machmir Midrabbanon. That's if you have one suffix. If you have a second suffix, so that second suffix has to make it a suffix to Rabban. That has to be a legitimate suffix. To make something that's a suffix to Rabban on the Kula, you can't say I have a 5% chance, so it's worth it. According to the Rambam, the second suffix has to stand on its own 2 feet. Because the first suffix, again, according to the Rambam, Baba Zalam, the first suffix is only the Chumra of the Rabban. If I have a piece of meat, that's Suffolk Isser. Why can't I eat that meat that's Suffolk Isser? If you have one vote that I can't eat. So I have this piece of meat which is Suffolk Isser, and now it gets confused with another identical piece of meat. I don't know which is which. It's a Suffolk of an Isser Drabbanon, because the first thing was a Drabbanon. But if the second Suffolk is not a legitimate Suffolk, it's just a tiny chance, a small chance, then the second suffix is not a suffix to Rabbanon. But the second suffix, if I would have an instant to Rabbanon, and I have a 5% chance it's Heter, I wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So sex maker is Mutter. Why, according to the Rambam? Because the first suffix became a Nisa Drabana. The second Safik is Safik Drabana. That second Safik has to be a legitimate Safik in order to be made. Then you have to be a Machri on the second Safik. So the Nafkamina between the two Shitas, according to Pnei Yeshua, is if you say the second Safik has to be a Safik Hashok. Taisus and Sudis Paskin, says the second Safik has to be a Safik Hashok. That's what Taisus says. Pnei Yeshua is Matniya on Taisus. He's Matniya, he doesn't understand why, the Rambam is a Dati Yachin, he likes the Svara, he's Matniya, he likes the Sarah being God. But Taisus Shita is that the second Safik has to be a Safik Hashok. Now, yeah.
If
the
second
stuff
has to be a
Sabbath
and
Sabbath, why
does it say it's right? Why can't Ramah
just say it's right? So you want to know what's the hole in this first Rashba, so we have time to get
through
it, otherwise you're wrong, so we'll see.
And what's the
after it?
We'll
see. What?
What's
after it?
He has the percentage
against
the right to be against
other. That's also true. Okay. That's also true, but let's, the first one's not a Sabbath and Sabbath. The first topic is not Sabbath. If the first was a shock, we'll work against it. You're right. But hold on, I want to go with David. Okay. The analogy. Yeah. Can you make? That's not what we're talking. If you have something that you're not letting into Rabbanan, and it says in the other day, if I have an issue Rabbanan which falls in with something else. And then one of it's both of them are here, so they can resolve. So I have to wonder a drabana which I have a path, but this drabana, a path of heaven. And I don't know which is which. And one of them was Nafaliyam, one of them someone spilled into the spilled away. I'm left with one. So in your day it says you're allowed into one that's left, it's the suffix drabana with cool. That's not true. If I have a path of suffix, two paths of suffix drabana, two paths of Issa drabana and one path of heaven. And that's sitting here. If someone throws away two and I'm left with one, I can't say this is Safik Drabanan. Because two out of three chances this is it, sir. You don't say Safik Drabanan. Safik Drabanan has to be that it's a Safik Hashok. What can you make? I'm assuming one is a Safik Hashok. For our discussion today, I'm assuming one is a Safik Hashok. There's no difference between that. Just for practical reasons, I'm assuming the one I'm quoting first is Safik Hashok. And the one I'm talking about is a problem. I could have started Safik Nafel, Safik not Nafel, and then Safik Nafel is okay, but just the more confusing way to present it will come out the same way.
What?
No, what I think I meant, if I understood correctly, is that they're both. If the first topic is not shuffled, and the second is not shuffled, it could be the two steps taken together don't equal 50%, which could happen. You're right. I said it, I don't want to get into that, but just because it makes the whole thing confusing.
Why? I mean, non comments have nothing around,
but. That's also important. Okay, the point that I wanted to bring out in our Gemara seems to assume that Balecha Mishayu, that the Mitzvah of Chulbiz is that it's likely that it left bread. I can't say for sure that Gemara means what percentage, but Balecha Mishayu seems that our Gemara seems to assume that a Chulbiz that runs away with a piece of bread is going to leave some over. It's mashma that Balecha Mishayu is not a Safik Hashavu. That it's more likely that it was Mishayim. Which would mean that our Gemara said second Safik, the way that he was, that Mashah, and Yeshua, the way that running up this Gemara, that when Matthew Makayah Sekhbaker, it would seem that our Gemara's second Safik is not a Safik HaShakal. It's likely that the hold is Mishayim. And nevertheless, our Gemara is saying that it's a good Sekhbaker, which fits with the Shita of the Sei Yeshua and the Rashba, and would seem to be a problem with Shita's place. Because it appears in the language of the Gemara that the second Safik is not a Safik HaShakal, not an even Safik, Balecha Mishayim. And yet, it's used here as a Sekhbet. So this is something which I'd like to explain to you using the Yisai of the Sekhbet. The point is to understand this issue of second Safik not being a Safik HaShakal. What? Because it says Velechem Mishaira, the language Velechem Mishaira, it certainly implies, does it mean Safek Hashachar? It could be, I can't prove it to you. But I'm assuming that the Gemara is saying it's the Derech. I could prove to you from somewhere else, but just, again, it gets so confusing. There's another aspect of our Gemara, but I don't want to get into it. There's another problem that Prima Gardam has. We pass him like the Rekeach, that an Eishet Chayim Uberes, that she's allowed to go into an Ayomei. And in Yeredeya, the Shach passed him like Tosfos, that both Sfeikas have to be a Safek HaShachar. So how could that be? We pass him like Tosfos, which seems to be like the Rambam, that both Sfeikas have to be Safek HaShachar. Then why do we pass him, the Shach himself passed him, that an Eishet Chayim Uberes is allowed to go to the hospital because of the Safek HaShachar? The second topic is not a Safek HaShachar, it's Shachar. Safek HaShachar is certainly not a Safek HaShachar. The Shach brings the Rekeach, yeah, which means he passed him that Safek Zohar, Safek Nekeva, and Safek Nekeva is a good Safek HaShachar. And yet, the Shach says that you need both Safek HaShachar to be a Safek
HaShachar.
In Simen Kuf Yud, the Shach says that you have to have a Safek HaShachar. If you want, I can. What? Yeah. That's in Yerdei and in the Shinai and Alef. This Kaya. Now, the answer, the Stipler in Sudis has a different problem. The Stipler asks on something that Tysus brings down. Tysus brings down the concept in Tysus the Im, Tim Salayim. Tysus brings the idea that in Rishus HaYachid, we're machnir on Safek Tumah of Rishus HaYachid, even if it's a Sfek Saika. Tysus brought the Lashon, what's the Lashon? Kol Lachim Shafi Yachal Ahadis Saika. Sfek Saika in Rishus HaYachid is the Chumah. Like he says, right? So Sfek Saika is Yachidus is Lachumah. Stipler asks, but we go by the right in Rishus HaYachid to be Metahar. If a sheret was brought in for Rishus HaYachid, and it came from a pile of 9 Torah shrotim and 1 Tomei sheret, the eight were Torah, and one was Pirish, and it came into Rishus HaYachid, and that is who we go by the Rai, the Kula, which means you go according to Rai even in Rishus HaYachid, even though we have a rule of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, but by Rai we go by the Rai to be Nekel on Tumah in Rishus HaYachid. So if I tell you we go by the Rai to be Nekel on Tumah Rishus HaYachid, what's fair? But you have the right to make a Sfeyachid that's given. The question is, every Sfek Saika, Rishus HaYachid, should also be on Kula. According to the Rashba, why are we making one a Sfek Saika? Because it's right. The Taisa says, Sfek Saika, Rishus HaYachid, is the Chumra. Because we have this rule that Safek Tumah should be on the Chumra. The Taisa says, Safek Saika Rishus HaYachid is also Lachumah. Right? That's what Taisa says. So that's good, like the Rambam. Safek Saika is a separate din. Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, whatever reason. But if you say Safek Saika is Nitam Raiz, on Raiz, we're Maker, we go back to Raiz, the Kula. Even in Rishus HaYachid, is Hilchus Tumah. So why is it Safek Saika the Kula, Rishus HaYachid too? It's also Raiz. Why don't we go with the Sfek Saika of Rishus HaYachid Lekula? Each one has to be shocked. Okay? But if you have 2 shakels, the Rashba holds it right.
And over here, there's 2 shakels.
So, well, the Mishnah says, Kol Mokim Shati Yachla Habis Tzveika, it's the Sfek Saika of Rishus HaYachid Tameh. Obviously, you need 2 shakels. The Sfek Saika of Rishus HaYachid Tameh. Why? It's all the passion. We have a Kabbalah, Sepetum Shiziyach and Asana. Even sex things. How is that consistent with the rule that will make on Yuraif and Shiziyach? It will make a lot of regular shiddiyachim. How can we back here in sex seika according to the Rashi? The Rashi says sex seika is mitam rais. So it's a theory. You can't say in the shiddiyachim we'll make a lot of rais and we'll back here by sex seika. Isn't that two separate things that make a lot of sense? But according to the Rashi, they're all one. Sex seika is mitam rais. So then you can't say I'm going to be make a lot of rais and back here by sex seika. Sex faker is right. Make up your mind. Are you being maker or are you being master? That's the cycle of cash.
In the case of sex faker, what
about the case? Yeah. That's the case. That's the case.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
why is
it,
why
anything? I have to stop it from a vicious yakin. I'm not sure. I go to hospital. So, assuming you have to do the Shasiyah. The Kai wants to go on the house. He says, I can go to the house for sex sake. Maybe there are no Mason right now, maybe there are. Either they are Mason, maybe they're guys. It's such a sex sake. The Kai says, no, that's sex sake, the Shasiyah, the Yahidi Master. That's the Yahidi Master. For 1 minute, why do you make it, the Shasiyah? Sex sake, you make it, the Shasiyah. Why? Sex sake is the Tom Ray. Why?
Maybe you have to
eat
each topic individually. So,
I suggest
you have to be
maximum
when you have
it. So, first off, then the whole answer is, I said, there's no right. The first way is Paxman's right. So, the Paxman's right, so the Paxman. It wasn't Paxman, now I don't have right anymore. So, then you never have it. Why? Why? You're saying close to what the Cypress says, but only close. What the Cypress says, basically, in my own words, there are two types of sex faker. There's a sex faker which is mathematically right, achicheshbin, it's right. We know the mathematics of it and it's right. That's one type of sex faker. And there's another type of sex faker which is right to God. Which is right of possibilities. In this case, Pastor, is this a mathematical sex faker? Could I say most women who are not consumers, 75% of them were not Mizana Tasta? I can't say that, you know why? Because I don't know what percentage of women are Mizana Barasin and what percentage are Aina. I don't know the statistics. I know the statistics of women are Mizana Tasta or not Tasta, they only walk into bed and register before they go to be Mizana, that I should know the statistics of it. Statistics, I have no clue. This is called right to God. It's one type of sex thing. Right to God, right possibility. As no possibilities, I end up with a right. That's one type of right. This is a different thing. This is statistically true. I know statistically 50% of babies are zaka, and it's not in the case. I know statistically that the problem are 5%. This is a sex thing of right that's api cheshbin. And this is right to God. Two different types of sex thing. What do you do with that? How does that answer the question? Look, I'm late. I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow. Because the cyclists are still this. It's similar test. Are you saved? In the new prince, it's similar to that. Are you saved? And he goes through this session. And with that, once you understand that, two different tests. But I find this, I think the whole studio becomes more clear. So this will finish tomorrow. I also plan to finish the Yamid. I also plan to spend time on the Sugya Meister and Tevel. We're going to turn the page into the session.